We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we welcome back, once again, Jesse Call on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Jesse, are you with us? Okay. In that case, joining Targeted Massachusetts is free. Just go to targetedmassachusetts.org, and at the top of the page, go to Join TM. Please complete the easy registration form. By joining, you receive our newsletter, text updates, and the latest developments in our targeted situation. While you're on that page, donate to Targeted Massachusetts and help us to continue our activism. We are a legal organization in the state of Massachusetts. If you have any questions, call me in the U.S. anytime at 1-508-857-8334. Call into the show live and ask a question at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. If you'd like to hear Kevin Annett and his 25-year battle with the Canadian government, he can be found at bbsradio.com/Here We Stand. Targeted Massachusetts Northeast Conference airs Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 9 p.m. Access by phone, 515-604-9715. Access code, 708-922. ID, Targeted. If you'd like to access our show by computer, in your address bar, type freeconferencecall.com/wall/targeted. Our YouTube channel is Targeted Massachusetts. We have a chat associated with this show at targetedmass.chatango.com. Okay, Jesse, are you with us?
I am here, Frank.
All right, it's great to have you back.
Good to be here.
I'm interested in hearing more details about your Las Vegas adventure or any others that you have.
Sure. We spoke briefly on the phone earlier and talked about a couple of possible talking points, and I got to thinking after we hung up about what are some of the things in my experience that I could talk about, that might benefit others. And for me, in this whole PI whistleblower process that began 20 years ago, the most important thing for me, and I think every other TI, is in the Constitution, we call it the Fourth Amendment, the right to be secure in our person, places, and things. And for many of us, for most of us, I think that has gone completely out the window. And however, my Las Vegas experience, I've just jotted down a few things here that would go along with the Fourth Amendment, some of the things that I have incorporated into my own life, and could talk about those things and maybe illustrate each point in giving some more details than I did last time. I know it's been a while since I've been on the radio and talked about any of this stuff, but my wildest experience was probably the Las Vegas experience.
Yeah, I think they took the whole Constitution and rolled it up on that one, not just the Fourth Amendment. Yeah, as I recall, you had some close encounters of the federal kind.
It was pretty strange. And at the same time, you know, I look at these things in my life as I'm only on this planet, you know, so far about 52 years. I might make it to 55. I might make it to 85. I don't really know. But I've had one heck of a ride. And a lot of that has been, in my words, just a blast. Just the funnest, most amazing time that you could possibly imagine. And rather than looking at it as doomsday every day, you know, I started to, you know, I was on the defense for a good 15, 16, maybe even 17 years. And I started, you know, by that time I had learned a lot. And the first thing I learned was is I'm still alive. I'm healthy. I have a job. I have even relationships that even though I've had many of them destroyed, I have a lot. I don't live in a third world country, as my sister reminds me of a lot. And I'm in pretty good shape considering the, you know, the quote unquote hell I've been through. So what comes out of that for me is a whole lot of, I'm very grateful. Very, very grateful.
Yes, we all have so much to be grateful for. Even in the midst of this targeting, I can still say that there are so many people across the globe that are in so much more confusion, fighting for food. I looked at a news clip of the Gaza Strip. I don't know how those poor people exist there. I realize there's constant conflict between Israel and that area, but if you look at the buildings that are all bombed out over there and stuff, it's just incredible. Go ahead, Jess.
They've been doing that for thousands of years. Can you imagine being born into that? You know, it's horrific. People dying every day. It's the wars ongoing. There's no end in sight. That is not the kind of life. I would much rather be a TI. I can't speak for anyone else. Please don't take my words lightly, but my experience, I've been able to grow through and move through, and I'm in a far different situation, circumstances now. Things are quiet back home where I grew up. I've covered all my bases as best I can as far as, you know, reaching out to the people that I need to for support, you know, a lot of these kinds of things. But I thought it might be good to maybe go over some of these points that I've written down, if it's okay with you, Frank, and then kind of go through and talk about my story, which illustrates some of these points that I have used to move through, especially particularly this Las Vegas experience.
Sure, that sounds great.
Okay. So for me, I'm a certified licensed, they make us say that, certified and licensed. I'm not trying to brag and use double words here, but that's what they like us to say. Heart math trainer. And heart math is basically is resilience. It's the ability to prepare for and stressful situations, be in what we call the zone or a state of coherence, state of compassion, depending on what emotional state you want to be in. It depends on, you know, the type of situation. Sometimes it's courage. Sometimes it's bold confidence. But we always go back to that state of compassion. We learn how to run that emotion through our body with a focus in our heart. It has HeartMath is a scientific organization. It's all based in science, although a lot of it is in the world of energy. It's all about mastering, learning to master the emotional state. As I said, depending on the situation, what the situation is. So my Las Vegas experience, this training came in handy. And this Vegas experience happened several months ago. As I look back on it, I often ask myself, as I look back on it, it was almost as if I was on assignment. And I'm not going to make that claim that I was on assignment. But a lot of the things that I've done after I've gone on the offense have appeared that way, because I have been in situations where authorities have tried to set me up and charge me with crimes, and I have used myself as bait. And instead of taking, going through with something that I would have been guilty of, I ended the scene, ended the situation, went to my Facebook page, did a public disclosure about it, named some names, some high-level names, only first names, I'm not doing last names, and that's one of the ways I call that setting boundaries and communicating to the powers that be that if you want to keep your position of power, stop doing that to people. Don't harm people. Keep the Fourth Amendment as part of what you do, because that's what you're out there to do, is protect that Fourth Amendment for people. Okay, so my Las Vegas experience, I was doing security work in Salt Lake for a local corporation there. And a little bit of background here. So 20 years ago, it's been about 22 years ago, that I had given testimony against some federal agents who were doing some pretty bad things to people. They were using drugs, involved in partnering with drug dealers, even manufacturing. And the game basically was, when they had decided it was time, they would send a bunch of other guys in, raid them, bust them for whatever they were into, and send them to prison, sometimes for life, and wake up the next morning and go and do the same thing over again. So all this was going on in St. George, Utah area. Mesquite, Las Vegas was really the epicenter of the targeting that I experienced. The targeting really began, and all of this began because I was going through a divorce, separated from my wife at the time, and I was dating a girl that was connected to this group of feds. I did not know that at the time. I was completely green to the whole scene. I didn't understand any of it, but the targeting began unbeknownst to me for that reason at the time. Escalated after many, many months of being harassed by all kinds of, anywhere from people in suits to people off the street, all part of this network. And you know, after months and months, I finally started to understand an inkling of what was happening. I didn't fully understand why, but I confronted them, and anyway, I ended up giving testimony. Won't get too much into that. We don't have that much time. But that's the basis of where it all started. So, fast forward to after I was doing security, when I was doing security in Salt Lake, I transferred to Las Vegas. And I call Las Vegas ground zero because that's where the worst of the targeting happened 20, 22 years ago. And I really, you know, hadn't spent much time. I'd been there, you know, on a honeymoon and been there, you know, off and on a day or two at a time. But now I was going back for, the plan was to be there two to three months to help this company that I was working for to get their security, we call it the Ranger program, off the ground and going. before they started building new locations down there. So anyway, I had the day that I got down there, I began to experience tagging and targeting, and it was as if they were just, they saw me coming, and Vegas is that way. The network is what I call the network of the cabal, is very thick down there. One of the things that I've noticed that's changed, however, is there are also good people that have left or want to leave that network. They are tired of being a part of the problem. They, you know, I think many of them start to look at the long-term effects, not on other people so much necessarily, but on their own soul. Because everybody dies, and when you die, you've got to meet your maker, and you've got to answer for the things that you've done. And I think people are starting to shift in that a little bit. And I understand that collectively, a lot of the targeting has died down nationwide. Is that true, Frank?
It depends upon actually what area you're talking about. This time of year, everyone is inside, and I've been tossing back and forth the idea of open windows versus closed windows, and I haven't really come up with anything definitive. We have a lot of new TIs, so it confuses my reasoning on that at this point in time, but it did quiet down. Through the holidays, it always picks up from Thanksgiving through New Year and to like right about now. And the perps take advantage, or as I choose to call them, operators, they take advantage of this time because there are many people, targets especially, that remember happier times during the holidays. So I would say at this point in time that we are winning and the targets are coming out of the walls to sign up, to speak. So I would say that we are winning, and I think the reason the targeting might be a little heavier is because they're getting scared.
Makes sense. And I admit I'm a little bit behind on the current times as far as all of that is concerned. I apologize for that. I appreciate that you're always there, Frank. You're like a rock that people look up to. So I appreciate
that. Thank you, sir. Okay, we're going to commercial. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Thank you.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we welcome back Jesse Call on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Go ahead, Jesse. Since we don't have too much time, we have a station identification at the bottom of the hour.
I'll jump right in. We got maybe I started a little slow here, but give a little background. So I wanted to focus my Las Vegas experience. I had been dealing with a lot of targeting. And I would actually go to work at my security job to relax. That was my relaxing time. The rest of my life, while I was off work, trying to sleep, relax, that was when my life was just crazy, and always in fight or flight, always something happening. This particular morning, where I got off work, maybe five o'clock in the morning, something like that, I had left work, gone home where I was staying, and as I often did after work, I would go home, unless I had a headache, had a couple of beers and like a glass and a half of wine. Next thing I know, I wake up a day later. I'd missed a whole day. It was Sunday morning. I woke up Monday morning, couldn't remember anything. Now, I've been drugged and poisoned and had all kinds of things happen like that, but I've never lost memory, never lost a day of memory. So I was disturbed by that. And I ended up going down to the emergency room, and because I wanted to find out where my day went, why I can't remember the past day. And I was a complete jerk to people. I was angry. I'd been dealing with the targeting for so long, and these guys, you know, they didn't know me. They just thought I was, you know, crazy. And so I asked them, you know, could you test me? Blood, you know, see if you can find something that would help me to explain why I lost my memory. So CAT scans and, you know, pull blood and, you know, all the things that they do, and they didn't find anything. So I, long story short, I won't give the all the crazy stuff that happened, but I will tell you this, that I had gotten to the point where I was so over the top, had enough, that, I'm not trying to target anyone myself or, pick a fight here, or, anything like that. So I won't name names or anything like that, but I have this belief that law enforcement is supposed to be there to protect ourselves when we cannot. I was in a situation where I had lost control over my own ability to stand in my Fourth Amendment. And I had picked fights. I had gone on the offensive. I had baited them. I'd done a lot of things that, upset some powerful people. And I get that. But when I lost my memory, that was it for me. But I had insulted some law enforcement people, including a whole SWAT team, publicly on Facebook, and because I couldn't get anybody to help me. So I made the stupid decision to do that, whether right, wrong, or indifferent, and that definitely got some attention. So long story short, spent that time in the hospital, didn't find anything wrong. And they never did check for drugs that could wipe your memory. They just didn't take me seriously. So a couple of days later, it was time to go back to work, and I was just whacked. I was just whacked out of my mind, and for no good reason. And so I went to work, and I was there for a couple hours, and I'm like, this is not right. I do not feel normal at all. So I went back to the hospital, and they did more tests, and then I talked to the psychiatrist. Well, we know how that goes when you talk to a psychiatrist. So long story short, they admitted me for, they said 48 hours. They lied. It was actually 3 days, and they kept me for 5. So that was when my fun little commitment happened at Seven Hills in Las Vegas, South Las Vegas. And I had apparently upset enough people that they wanted me down. And so I'm in this facility for the first 3 days. They put me right in front of the nurse's station. And at night, while I was trying to sleep, they would slam doors, cabinets, and just make a racket the whole time I was trying to sleep. I'd get up, walk out, because they were trying to trigger me. They wanted me there. They wanted a reason to keep me there for as long as they could keep me. So I didn't react to that. I used, a lot of my training to just to stay calm, be cool, don't react.
Okay, Jesse.
Yeah.
We have a station identification. Bottom of the hour. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Thank you, Jesse.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
February is Heart Month. every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
From Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we welcome back Jesse Call. You can call in to the show live and ask a question at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. Okay, Jesse, I think you were just at the end of speaking about being held in the hospital for a lot longer than you thought, and they were keeping you up at night, slamming stuff around. Go ahead.
Correct. So I played the role of an angry, little bit of a whacked out guy for the first 3 days, and of course I didn't respond or react to any of their trying to keep me in fight or flight or trying to get me to go off. By the end of the third day or the beginning of the fourth day, I had calmed down, so much so that I was a complete 180 waking up that morning. And from the beginning, I started to make friends with the other patients and get to know everybody and communicate with each of the staff there the best I could. Some of them, I ruffled their feathers for sure. Then that fourth day rolled around and I was a 180. And then I really started to make connections with the staff, started working out with some of the staff guys, especially the older ones that, you know, had a lot of experience. They were calmer and just made some good connections. So, you know, just having a lot of good conversations and trying to understand everything and learn everything I could about this environment, because this is the first time anything like this has ever happened to me. And really, it turned out to be an amazing experience. I had the patient advocate. I won't give his name, but I have in the live stream before. Apparently, I'll just tell you. So he came in. I asked to see him, and I said, I'll just call him Alan. I said, Alan, how am I going to get out of here? I got two service animals at home. I got a job that I'm, you know, hopefully I'll still have by the time I get out of here. How am I going to get out of here? And he said to me, and I quote, "I don't know, man. You need to make some serious amends to the people you scared the living S-H-I-T out of," end quote. Now, I did say his first name in my live stream, and apparently the person has been let go. Now, I haven't gotten enough details that that's the reason why he let go, but I've been told that it is the reason that he got let go. That was a highly inappropriate thing for him to say. In other words, I was there.
Okay. I think we lost Jesse. Okay. Yeah, in the meantime, Jesse Call has stood toe-to-toe with the federales and has come out of it smelling like a rose, fortunately. And his first love, or his love who was mixed up with the government, he really misses and still wants to get back together with. And he's gone through a lot of stuff, let me tell you. It's like Las Vegas was a war zone. And he was the one causing the war. Okay, Jesse, go ahead.
I am back. Sorry about that. That happened, I think that's happened every time we've done a show together.
I think so. I think it has.
So that's good. And, you know, that's part of what we deal with. But anyway, so I have this, so this goes back to something I was born with and part of my training, and I haven't shared this before, but, you know, as I started to really get a grasp on everything that was going on, you know, they take your blood pressure every day. At least once a day. And, you know, mine started out high, and then at the end of the 3 days, maybe in the first day, it was back down to normal. And so this guy, that he's a nurse there, and I'd love to say his name, but I'm not going to. He took my blood pressure, and I have the ability to control my blood pressure. I can raise it, drop it when I do meditative states. Just sitting in a chair. And I did that. I shot it up to like 187 over like 122 or something. My pulse was 105 or 110. And so he grabs another blood pressure cuff and puts it on, and, you know, same reading. And I said, you know, he pulls it off and starts walking away, and I could see the confusion in his head and in his eyes. And I said, "Hey, man, is there something wrong with your blood pressure cuff?" You know, so I started to kind of do some things that made him question what's really going on here. And so later that was in the evening, so I think it was probably the fifth day. And I was working out with some of the staff again. One of the staff members walked up to me and says, you know, he's half kidding, and he says, "Jesse, are you an undercover boss? Is that what you're doing here?" And I looked at him and I said, no, I'd never do anything like that. It's not what I'm doing. And, but anyway, you know, I did a few things that made them question, you know, give the old crap, maybe he's not the target, maybe we are. And so I used every tool I had: good communication skills, self-control, confidence, humility when it was necessary, when it was, you know, a lot of flexibility, you know, admitting where I was wrong, you know, humor. I used a lot of humor in the situations to connect with people. And, you know, just did the best I could just to be me. And so by the fifth day, they decided they'd had enough of me, and didn't want me to even talk to the judge to plead my case to get out. And by the way, they would not give me the papers that said that I was legally committed. They refused to do that, and they've so far failed to produce medical records that I've requested. But they let me out, and we did a treatment plan, you know, because I drank a lot and all that kind of stuff. So rather than go with their treatment plan, which was, you know, not really much, I took myself and went up to a friend of mine, Robert Beatty. He runs a, by the way, that guy, he runs a treatment center in the southern Utah area. And he's a good friend of mine. And, you know, I called him and I said, hey, let's find out if I've got an alcohol problem, because if I do, I want to confront it. And that's another thing that I do, is if I've got a problem with something like that, I'm gonna go after it. I'm gonna tackle it, you know, rather than just let it control me. So I did that and stayed there for a couple of months. And Robert finally, I didn't want to leave. Robert finally kicked me out. And he said, Jesse, it's not an alcohol problem. You've got a life problem. You need to handle that. So I left there and I came home to Wyoming, where I grew up. And this is where I really covered my bases, because I was done. I was done with the targeting and I wanted it to end. So I made contact with the sheriff's office, had several conversations with some of the deputies and the sheriff himself. Prosecutor's office, although he didn't want to talk to me, we haven't communicated. But then I got into counseling here. And I've had a great experience with that. A friend of mine that I grew up with actually runs the counseling center here. And he assigned me to a girl that was just, she was great. And still is. She's already moved on, and I'll be assigned a new counselor. But one of the good things that comes out of these kinds of things is, you know, they've never heard of things like this. Most people are, you know, in the mainstream, are oblivious to these kinds of things actually being real. You see these kinds of things in the movie or read it in a book, science fiction, but, you know, you don't actually believe it's actually going on with someone that you know. So it was interesting because, you know, we had to find a, I'd spent all my savings, I didn't have any money, and we had to find a diagnosis in order for the, so it's state sponsored, they do grants and the state's paying for it. And so they had to do a diagnosis. And the diagnosis in the beginning that we talked about, which is cool because she talked to me about it, was delusional, right? these are, and she wasn't doing that necessarily because she believed that, but because we had to come up with something so we charged for it. By the end of the counseling, this has gone on several months, we had another talk about that. And she's, you know, basically she's, I'm sorry about that initial jump the gun diagnosis, crossing that out. What you really have is severe, understandably severe PTSD. And it's good to get the right diagnosis, because when you get a good diagnosis that's accurate and you treat that, then people get better. And I have. I've gotten a lot better. I stopped drinking. You know, I'm my energy's back. I work out all the time. My spiritual connections are great. My connections with people that I talk to in everyday life, just trying to get back to a normal life, they're almost always good. So, yeah, Frank, that's basically it. You know, without giving all of the some of the other crazier details, that's what happened.
Okay, well, what I will say is, I'm really happy to see that you faced that problem and kicked it out, because that's taken a lot of people down over the years. I'm sure AA has quite a membership, in, you know, worldwide, I guess, and. That's commendable that you were able to get rid of that, and you had the necessary counseling to overcome it further. So that's fantastic. Where would you like to go from here?
Interesting that you. So with the drinking, it was kind of another one of my strange experiences. I wasn't drinking a ton, but I was drinking wine. I wasn't drinking whiskey or any hard liquor, and it was it was therapeutic for me. It was just a glass of wine was enough to take the edge off. Of course, I was drinking more than that. I was drinking a bottle or two a day, a few times a week. And what had actually happened was, my stress level started to come down. My ability to drink alcohol, I thought my liver was failing. I thought there was something wrong with me physically because my body just began to, I would dry up. If I drank more than a couple of glasses of wine, I would just literally pass out. And I would lose control of my tongue. It was very interesting. It was like the universe was telling me, you are done. And as I said, I cover my bases. So I went down to and I've got an amazing doctor here. Everybody here in this valley, in this place where I live, has been so supportive. And of course, when I did my public disclosure on a live stream last year, I had people coming out of the woodwork that were just, I was just amazed at the people that didn't think I was crazy and were like, hey, we are here for you. Let me know what we can do for you. But anyway, I went to the hospital, to the doctor, and he ran all the tests, did a ultrasound on my liver and kidneys and gallbladder and pancreas, and everything comes up normal. There's no physical reason why my body would be rejecting alcohol, but it is. Well, that's that. My view on that, and I go to AA. I do AA, and there's no anonymous for me anymore about anything. So I got no shame about sharing any of this stuff with anybody that wants to hear it. But some of the stories that I need to talk about, that I need to share, are so far removed from most other people in AA and anywhere else in our society that I go in and I'll spend several weeks just going every day, and then I'll back off to give people some time to digest what I had to share. And that's, the story about how I stopped drinking, step one is about not having control. And that was really true with me. I didn't have control of the fact that God just removed that thing from me. And it's just one more reason why I have such strong trust in that he's running the show. And he's been running the show the whole time, whether I make a mistake or do something stupid. He's always protected me because what I believe, what I have to offer is not just about my well-being, my healing. It's about other people. It's, when there's other people involved and you have something to offer that can help a lot of other people, which I hope is the case, then, my experience has been you have a lot more behind you.
Yes, most definitely. And with this heart math behind you, that is a field of dreams to have behind you, I would think. There are so many controls you learn how to, I believe what I've been speaking of the last few nights, and that is don't feed negatives to your subconscious or they'll build up. And every time that you have something that comes up that's a little off color, all this bad stuff is going to start coming up from your subconscious as it's told. And this seems to be what you've mastered, and you'd definitely be a good teacher for the community too. That's my opinion.
Well, I appreciate that. I don't know if that's true or not. I definitely have a lot of experience in what we would call experience in the field, in actual life, where I've been able to use it. And, you know, I always use the analogy, or it's not even an analogy, it's the reality of I think and speak most of the time from my heart, not from my brain. Because as soon as I get into my brain, I'm just like, you know, everybody else who suffers, because I've got that thing that goes around and around in my mind. I've got a lot of the other things, like the remote neuromonitoring stuff happening. And the way that I've been able to, the tool that I've been able to use to overcome, not even overcome, but just move out of that, is the heart math. So just moving my attention, my consciousness really down into my heart. And it's had such a dramatic shift in my life. And probably what God has used to you know, move me through these experiences and safely coming out the other side. So I'm truly grateful for that.
Yeah, we've all gone through things, and I think the things that you have gone through, that you've mentioned on past shows especially, a lot of other people would have folded, you know. I wouldn't, but, because that's the way I'm built. But you handle things a lot like I do, I think. Sometimes the best way to react is not to react at all. And I think that's part of some of this. But anyway, I'd like to have you pitch in, maybe, and we can, together, maybe we can start getting some TIs on the road to positive attitudes, because that's what will bring us out of this, one of the things. The second thing is numbers. The TIs are coming out in numbers, and when we go to Washington in October, I'd like to have, you know, 500 or 1,000 TIs there, and I think we can do it. I'm going to start. I still, actually, I don't believe that I have a date. As soon as I will have to talk to Midge Mathis and see if I missed something when we had our meeting. But, yeah, there will be a gathering in Washington sometime in October, and we need to get everyone to start putting together, you know, just a little bit of money here and there, and just put it away somewhere. Take it out of your cash flow, and it'll start to build. Oh, go ahead, Jess.
Awesome. Yeah, I heard you. I had enough time to go on one of your radio shows maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, and heard you talking about this and about if we could just put a little bit of money aside and savings. And so I went down to the bank and I got a savings account. And so I had it set up so every time I do a transaction, it throws a buck in my savings account. You know, and I'll probably have hundreds of transactions by the time that happens. So I would love to go. I didn't get to go last year. I'd love to go this year. And, you know, one of the things that the Creator has gifted me with is the ability to speak to people that, you know, I've worked with law enforcement with my security, and I've had great conversations with quite a few of them about this subject. And, you know, and I've confronted a lot of situations that are terrifying. And, you know, I've learned how to move beyond the fear and talk, because what the subject matter is about is so important, it's so much bigger than any kind of fear that I could experience. It needs to be communicated, well and to the right people. And I think there's more and more people that are actually listening to this now. I'm not going to promote or, you know, say anything good about necessarily about Trump, but I'll tell you this much, I have never voted. I have never been in support of the system because it's a right and left system, and there's only two parties, and there's a lot of things I don't like about that. But when Trump got into office, and a lot of people may or may not know this, but the QAnon group, which is a military, deep state, white hat military group that is in the background, you've got a civil war going on, and this TI thing is the tip of an iceberg that if we don't handle it at the tip, it's going to start happening through 5G and everything else to everybody else. And the population across the planet, here in the United States, where it's home to us, it's going to blindside them, and they won't even know what happened to them. And it's really up to us to nip it in the bud before it happens to everybody else. And I think we can do it. Frank, I think you're right. I think we can do it.
Well, it's been a great pleasure having you on the show once again, and I hope we can make this a habit. Like every, you know, you come up with something new, we can get together on here and discuss it, and get some more people involved, and have a roundtable discussion. That's what we have tried to do, and you know, some people have not wanted to, but I have to say, good night from Boston, Massachusetts, and God bless. My name is Frank Allen.
Music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.